Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Lee star Lea Michele made headlines yesterday when it was announced that she and husband Zandi Reich are expecting their first child. According to a source, the two have always wanted to be parents. Lea and Zandi started dating in the summer of 2017 and tied the knot in March of last year. Michele is 33, Reich is 37. Congratulations. With Hollywood effectively shut down, stars from mega series of past times have had extra time in their schedules to plan and stage reunions, most of them in support of raising funds for various nonprofit organizations. On Friday, the cast of Friday Night Lights got together online to rewatch the series pilot episode and provide commentary and also raise funds for the World Health Organization. Then yesterday saw the virtual reunion of cast members from The Goonies, an event that raised money for the Center for Disaster Philanthropy. Now today, Heather Locklear, Josie Bassett, Thomas Calabro, Marsha Cross, Laura Layton, Doug Savant, Grant Cho, Andrew Hsu, Courtney Thorne-Smith, and Daphne Zuniga will all come together on the interwebs for the Stars in the House YouTube series hosted by Seth Radetzky and James Wesley. The cast will be taking questions from viewers in between telling stories of their time in West Hollywood. Any donations made during the webcast will support the Actors Fund, which, according to its mission statement, fosters stability and resiliency and provides a safety net for performing arts and entertainment professionals over their lifespan. And after testing positive for COVID-19 in March, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson kept the world posted on their journey, becoming symbols of hope when they announced that they had recovered in April. But the couple's coronavirus success story has not yet ended. Yesterday, Hanks revealed that he and his wife are now donating blood to aid research on a potential coronavirus treatment. In an NPR interview, when asked about whether or not it was all right to harvest his blood, Hank said, "Yes. We've not only been approached, we have said, do you want our blood? Can we give plasma? And in fact, we will be giving it now to the places that hope to work on what I would like to call the Hank scene." To which Peter Seagal replied, "There could be no better ending to this international catastrophe than if the cure turns out to be the blood of Tom Hanks." And I would agree 100%. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.